Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more. The
Score! This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Brody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Brody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye!
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
You know what time it is. Meatball time!
Robbie, how are we looking this week?
The good thing about the meatball machine is you can leave a voicemail anytime you want, which means that there are meatballs that come before the game ends.
Santos from 45 yards out, kicks it up.
I cannot stand to watch Cairo Santos and his damn kicks. Bring me Jerk Moody now!
Yep, I'm done with Cairo.
Touchdown, Addison!
This defense is horrible.
Coming up, this is entering the Hall of Fame. The one of the greatest meatballs we've ever had because, well, you're about to find out.
Cairo for the win from the north end zone. Stand at US Bank Stadium. He...
It did sound like there were a lot of Bears fans at the game, weren't there?
It did.
He confirms it.
This would be a whole different show, obviously. This would be Jake Moody week if Cairo Santos misses that field goal at the end.
Let's close with a prayer.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray first place is ours to keep. Good, better, best, but fix those mistakes. And quite possibly the North will finally take.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And with your spirit.
Thank you to Baby Ditka.
Meatball. Hit it, fellas. Bears.
Bears.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Good morning. We broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, or what is left of them, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. This is Rahimi, Harrison, Grody on 670 The Score on Twitch. Grody broke a microphone. How did you do that? You broke a whole apparatus.
I don't know what happened.
Now, granted, there is some duct tape on it already, and there's some metal shavings underneath. Yeah, there's definitely an investigation.
That was a telltale sign, the duct tape.
The metal shavings and the duct tape.
Wait a minute. Did Haw sabotage me? Is that what has happened here?
I know what happened here.
Mr.
Mark
David?
Grody,
why?
You came back in today with your hair slicked back like Matt Eberflus, and you're just showing off your strength, man. You just broke
that mic arm right
off, man.
Right, I did. Layla, Marshall. Yeah, the Flus is back.
It's getting a little Richard Kimball.
The hair.
No, the Flus impression, I think it's combining a little bit.
It does all always come back. I've got a few basses in my voice, and one of them is Grobber, and one of them is Harrison Ford. So you will see glimpses of those in multiple impersonations. But I hope I sound good. We have a microphone down in the studio.
Show everybody on Twitch.
Yes, here it is.
We're on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore.
Here is my mic. It is down.
David
see what you laughing. See what you did, Haw? See what you done did?
Don't blame David. He didn't do it.
Yeah, he sabotaged
you guys,
me.
You don't, like, you move them all crazy, like, you're like,
yeah.
Like, people just jerk the microphones around at times, and I didn't want to say that phrase. Ding, ding. We keep doing the law and order, and it permeated our meeting.
SVU.
Let's get to the topic at hand.
Permeated.
SUV.
All of those things.
Ding,
let's get to the topic at hand.
Ding, ding.
Ben Johnson yesterday said... Actually, it was Sunday. He was asked after the game about Caleb Williams. Happy birthday to Caleb Williams. He's still just a baby, though.
He's just
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
The Iceman cometh.
Isn't that in our system, too?
Probably, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, Brandon Fireworks back there.
Yeah, I think he's just a baby until at least like 26.
Hey, wait till tomorrow's show, man.
Is he just a baby if it's 24 years old?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to infantilize a 24-year-old.
Come on, that's just a baby.
It's just they're young, you know? I'm not the college coach out here being like, hey, they're just kids.
Is today Brandon Fryer's birthday?
He's definitely a professional. But, yeah, 24, you're still just a baby.
Just a baby.
Just a baby.
Can't rent a car without... paying for the extra for the car insurance.
See, when you have, I think, yeah, when you have to still pay extra fees for your age, guess what you are?
A baby.
Just a baby. I say that lovingly. But yeah, so happy birthday to Caleb Williams. And as we know, Ben Johnson, after he watches the tape, it's a must listen every Monday. That comes out on Monday afternoon. The Bears YouTube channel puts that out for us. And that's kind of where I sat with this after... I really feel like it was a tape watch. There were a lot of drops, as we know. There were a couple of overthrows, as we know. And I think I'm not necessarily mad at the overthrows. You know, I keep practicing, keep trying to work on that timing, because when they hit, it's going to be amazing. Like, I need you to keep taking shots downfield. I don't care. So I'm still into it. And theoretically, even if the ball gets intercepted, it's still going to be bad position, field position for the other team. So I'm still okay with all of it. But I didn't know how to feel about the passing game that I thought was largely inconsistent, especially given the completion rate as well. Nowhere near 70%, more like in the 50s against the Vikings on Sunday. So Ben Johnson said, I have to look at the tape. So he looked at the tape, and then he was asked about his performance. Let's take a listen.
He kept the ball out of harm's way. He did a great job protecting that football. I can't say enough good things about their defense in terms of how they create turnovers. I mean, they all these forced fumbles, it's by design. You know, it's very deliberate by them. I thought our whole crew did a great job taking care of that football. And then Caleb in particular did a good job throwing the ball away when things weren't present. And so that was good to see. I would agree with you. You know, we sat and we watched the tape, and we had a couple opportunities there to really get some big plays potentially down the field, and we didn't capitalize on those. Those are a couple that he'd like to have back, but I thought all in all, I thought he played a pretty solid football game.
Ben, on that note, how would you like to see Caleb like clean up some of those deep shots that you were referencing that he didn't connect on?
Yeah, I mean, I think the two that come to mind were the first two third downs of the game. You know, the first one to Rome was just maybe a foot or two a little bit deeper than we would like. And, you know, sometimes that happens early in the game when you take a deep shot is you're not quite in a rhythm yet, and that can get away from you. And so I wasn't too terribly disappointed by it. I thought he made a nice read. I thought Rome ran a good route. And the more time and task we have on that, the more connections we'll get. The second third down of the game, that's one that we need to hit. You know, DJ did a nice job popping open there on that one. And, you know, I think that's one of the few that Caleb would like back.
So after we heard Ben Johnson say pretty succinctly on Sunday, I have to look at the tape. It's this is a much different take, I think, on what we heard. So I don't mind it out of him. Some coaches, I think, use it as a clear smoke screen because it's a way for them to not throw players under the bus. I don't get that in this situation. Mark Grody, what do you think?
Well, he used the one of the safest speaking terms is, I'm sure he'd want some of those back. Like, that's like the softest possible way to criticize a player and be real about it. And what was real is what he said, and that is that he missed some big plays down the field. I'm hearing that. But I will go back to part of what my theme was for yesterday. The Bears are winners. Caleb Williams, although it wasn't his best game, played winning football right down to the end of this game. And it was up and down, like in terms of really good stuff. The 24-yard pass, one of his two explosives on the day, the 24-yard pass to Roma Dunze, which, by the way, came right after, and I'd like to know more about that play too, the missed handoff to Swift. It's Swift's fumble, but Swift didn't look like he knew he was going to get the football in that spot. So I don't know if we have something on that. He mentioned it right there, the bad overthrow to DJ Moore. Like, those still are like, ugh, got to make those plays. And then, of course, the play, I don't think he mentioned it necessarily here, but the play to Colston Loveland, which we talked about a little bit yesterday, though it didn't lead to anything but a punt, it was a sick play to him. So the ups and downs were real. He wasn't helped out by his receivers. Again, a couple of drops, but that's the way I look at it for Caleb Williams.
What I love about Mondays with Ben Johnson, and I've come to really appreciate this, is that I'm not really worried about what he says on Sundays anymore, because I know this to be true. He is going to look at the tape, and it's not a smokescreen. He is going to tell you what he thinks about what he saw on the tape. Also, in addressing the media, a great use of a textbook call, the old management sandwich. He comes out, and this is how the management sandwich works. I've been a manager. You should pay attention to this if you've ever like had conversations, evaluations, assessments by your management team, direct manager or otherwise. The management sandwich works like this. You say something good about someone's performance, and then you weave in the negative about the performance, and you end on a positive note about the performance. So now you've taken the bad and you've put some good around it, so it softens the blow. And what he did here, first thing he says is he kept the ball out of harm's way. Quarterback's number one job, don't turn the ball over. He did not turn the ball over. That's the difference between his 50% completion rate and the 50% completion rate of J.J. McCarthy. He did not turn the ball over.
Yep.
Then he says, couple of opportunities downfield that we missed on.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, but you know what? Solid football game all in all. And that's when Courtney Cronin comes in with the follow-up question.
Look at
you. But the management sandwich, that is a thing you've got to recognize when it happens so you can understand how he's presenting his quarterback, not throwing him under the bus, but being honest in the assessment, but still focusing on, hey, we won the game, and this is why he was a crucial part of us winning the game.
Like, say it's a year from now today, 25-year-old Caleb Williams won't be happy with that performance from Sunday. We'll think he will have progressed enough by then. But yeah, I think it's okay to say, again, when the simple task of just winning the games is really the most important one right now, and then they said it 2 weeks ago, that they want to not just win in the last minute, they want to have a more score in hand in the fourth quarter.
Win normal?
Be up by like a touchdown, maybe even two if you're crazy, you know, that type of thing in the fourth quarter. That's the next level for them. But I don't mind that they're still in this right now. I do want to see, knowing his arm strength, Caleb Williams is, I do want to see some of these downfield shots hit. And I'm okay with keeping on calling them to make that timing work. Maybe I'm a little crazy like that, but I feel...
You getting greedy?
Not greedy. I just think, like, the risk is so low, typically, especially early in a game. Even I've said this before, either it's incomplete or you get a massive amount of play, you know, yards in the play, or you get a touchdown, or worst case scenario, it's intercepted and you still pin the opposing team close to their own end zone because he can throw it so far.
Almost like a punt. Yeah, no, I'm with you on that, especially like you said, I think the key there is early in the game, because there's all the rest of the game to make up anything that goes wrong. Now, you can't do that late in the game because you have way less margin for error. I just think for Caleb Williams, and one of the things that if he's talking about throwing it downfield, I haven't seen enough of that this season. And frankly, I haven't seen enough of that from him as an NFL player.
Well, and I like this text from 815. You can text us and call us, 312-644-6767. I'm Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. This says Ben Johnson loves EPA. Ben doesn't love time of possession and turnover differential, aka what Matt Eberflus, Mark Grody's doppelganger, used to call complimentary football. These Bears are winning
Meaning what?
Do I really still look like the Flus with, yes, when I do my hair like this?
You don't. Bears not look are like winning how Ben doesn't like and Eberflus adores. There's reasons why Ben, after wins, doesn't look super happy. I think that's a really good point. You know, fake Matt Eberflus, what do you think in terms of good?
Right. I like it all. Stinger.
I will say this. The most compelling video from Sunday's game was after the final horn, and you're watching Caleb Williams walk to midfield, and the way he's shaking his head, like, man, this is some bull. This was not good. We won the game. We're 7-3, but this is not good, and I know I'm going to catch hell for it, and I've got some stuff to clean up, and I'm not happy about the way this game went.
The funny part is, do we think he's catching hell from fans, or is that just his coaching staff?
I think more so it's giving ammunition for the naysayers, but also, yeah, I think he's getting taken to task by his coaching staff on a day like yesterday. You know, they watched the film together, mm-hmm, and I bet it gets uncomfortable at times when you're 16 for 32. That's 16 incompletions to talk about.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to all that said, what you guys are just discussing here. I can't wait, and unfortunately, I am not going to be at Hallis Hall tomorrow. But it will be interesting to hear the Caleb Williams discussion tomorrow. Shame on me for not knowing this off the top of my head, but has anybody asked him about, after the game, his demeanor right after the game? Has he been asked yet? Was the coach asked?
He was not asked about Sunday's demeanor.
Okay. Like, we're all trying to figure out why he was so stoic. I hope that question is asked tomorrow.
Is that what you would call it, stoic? Because I just thought he was angry.
I think it's worth asking. You know why? It's a logistical issue. Because think about it. At the time they're going to shake hands, reporters are already gathering in the press conference room or wherever they need to be to get the the information.
Right.
So reporters that are on the scene covering the beat don't see that until their second
watch. I see what you guys are saying. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. Like, I understand. I was just asking if it was out there from anybody at this point. And no. So it'll be interesting to hear, because I think we'll probably get a pretty good answer.
Also, we've got another birthday on the Bears. And he's not just a baby.
Bears?
Old Joe Tooney. You're either just a baby or you're old with us.
There's no in between.
There's no in between.
Happy birthday, Joe Tooney.
Joe Tooney, well into his 30s. He's a dinosaur in NFL years.
I'm not willing to call him a dinosaur yet, but he is destructive like one.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's been great. So happy birthday to Joe Tooney. I hope you have either a very uneventful day of practice or an IR rest.
Old Joe Tooney.
Because you deserve it. This segment with Rahimi Harrison Grody, brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. When we have breaking news on the show, it's brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano are our producers. Brandon Fryer helps us out as well. You can join us on Twitch, as I mentioned, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Our video team, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis, man the video team. And they also are in charge of our social media and our posts as well. And you can find us on our YouTube stream as well, YouTube 670 The Score. Coming up next here on Rahimi Harrison Grody, a.k.a. fake Matt Eberflus.
That's me.
We got to get into some of the play calling as well. It wasn't just the discussions that were had surrounding some of the passing game pieces, but also how many runs they decided to call. Should it have been more? Ben Johnson actually talked about a play he wanted back, so let's listen to that next here on Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Something that I've spoke about before, living in the know. It doesn't matter when, it doesn't matter how, it doesn't matter who, it doesn't. We got the guys, we got the coaches. We live in the known. And so when our moment comes, when their moment comes, whoever it is on the team, we'll make the play. And so, like I said, we gotta get better throughout the game. But you know, when it comes down to it, we know we're gonna make the plays at the right moment, the right time, and we're gonna go win the game.
It made sense to me. Caleb Williams talking about living in the known. He discussed it first after their win over the Saints. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We continue to talk about listening to what Ben Johnson had to say yesterday after he watched the tape of the Bears escaping Minnesota with a 19-17 win. Mark, after the national groundswell of living in the known, do you feel like you are, like, now that more people are talking about it, do you feel any differently about the phrase?
I don't. Sorry. I'm
not used to. He's manning two microphones here. It's very tricky.
Figure the whole thing out.
Did you
here.
Just turn both the mics on?
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Don't do that.
I did.
But the other one is broken.
But I've got the.
Ding,
the
right. Ding.
What was the question again?
Are you doing that on purpose?
Yeah. Well, no, reset me. What was the question?
I was saying after the national attention on living in the known.
Oh, right. Living in the known. No, because, Layla, because all it did was add to the volume of people trying to define it to me. And everyone, every definition is, and you guys are zeroing in on it, every definition is a little bit different, which I feel adds to my point that I have no idea what living in the know, living in the known, what do you known?
Did we put the request in for the associate head coach of the Bears? Have we put that request
in? Antoine Randle L., who was the one who first coined it.
Yes, we did, sir.
Okay.
Local man Antoine Randle L.
I covered his games way back when.
The
way
it looks like he can still run a few like receiver routes, by the way.
Layla, the way Mark's bit works is the more people who explain it to him, the more willfully obtuse he can be. Because you're like, well, they're giving me different definitions. I don't know who to believe.
Am I being obtuse now, Mr.
Yes.
Marshall?
Yes.
Aren't you always... A little.
I live in the known. I live in the obtuse. Okay. That would actually be better.
See?
It is really that hard would be to better. Take you seriously I would... with a broken microphone. Another one you have to physically hold up.
Yeah, and the mic's haircut. And the readers.
And your chair is and the super beard. High.
Yeah, you try I'm to hold really, a limp mic is just...
I'm really putting out a good product these days. That's what I am trying to do.
Now, I will continue to examine this because it is gaining a lot of steam. But I also just want to go back to something that Ben Johnson also talked about. This is his knowledge. As much as we've talked about play calling in the history of working here, and as much as people in the NFL and fans talk about play calling, we don't do it much with Ben Johnson. I think there are times where we still could. I don't think he ran the ball enough against the Vikings. I would have liked to have seen more. For that game in particular, when you know Brian Flores is blitzing 66% of the time or whatever it is, crazy, I would like to see more running yards than passing yards. They still outgained 180 to 140 in the passing game. But here's what Ben Johnson had to say when it came to one particular play call, the red zone play to Colston Loveland.
The red zone play to Colston, I think it was third quarter, looked like a pump and go on your sideline. And I think Vikings didn't bite, kind of throws it. I don't know if it was like a throwaway. I don't know what the options are for Caleb in that situation.
Yeah, he's got to bail out a bad play call is really what it comes down to. And so that's one of the few that I want back as well. It's not a good play.
Wow. Heavy duty right there from Ben Johnson. I mean, that the accountability continues to be real from him.
I understand what he's saying there. I need to know more details about why that was the wrong play call. And the fact that he could leave it like that, that leads to skepticism, right?
Because, okay, let's reverse engineer this. If the play didn't work, to any of us, it's a bad play call, right? Like, you could say that pretty easily, and it would make sense.
Well, some coaches, though, they'll say, execute. The play was right there. Execute. It's really
look
funny.
Look at Mark Grody right now.
No. It's funny, though.
Oh, they were supposed to do this. They were supposed to have intercepted Joe Flacco a fourth time.
No. But, like, seriously, some coaches will literally.
It was execution.
When you question their play calling, they'll say, well, the plays are fine. They need to execute.
Well,
I don't know if it's refreshing or just so antithetical to what we're used to, that it catches us off guard the way that Ben Johnson describes when plays don't work.
Well, and here's what's funny too, is there are some coaches who are known for saying it a lot. Like Gary Kubiak would say it all the time. That's on me. That's on me. Like, wait, I got the tone down perfectly.
Did he do it in a genuine way?
He did.
Okay.
Because he too was an offensive minded coach, mm-hmm. and that was part of his purview, and it was the same kind of concept. But I am of the point right now where I feel like, I don't know that was a bad call, Ben Johnson. I kind of like what you do. Like, but ultimately, if you can't run it, then it is ultimately a bad call, and I see why he feels the need to take responsibility.
I think some of the irony here, too, is that if you're talking about not running the ball enough, I'd say they ran it a little too much at the very end. I'm still a little bit confused by
see,
that.
Okay, listen to this. You're right. They didn't run it enough. But more importantly, they ran it when they needed to, which was at the end.
It did. It worked. It worked.
And I think you can be Ben Johnson and have all these ideas about things that you think you're going to do, and then Brian Flores says, I'm going to blitz on 2/3 of your passing downs,
uh-huh.
and that makes you recalculate what needs to be done just to survive and win the game. And running the football late when the other team's defensive line is a little spent and the linebackers are too, yeah, just do that. And it worked to perfection.
It's a good point. Like with all the blitzing that was coming, depending on the numbers that you trust, the actual percentage of the time that Flores was blitzing, it's still a little bit surprising that in this season, where it feels like we've all agreed, and Ben Johnson has uttered it, and everybody that's talked about Caleb has uttered it, that he is ice cold in a good way in the fourth quarter, that he's earned that. If we know one thing about Caleb, he is good and to be trusted in the fourth quarter, and then all of a sudden, you get a 61-yard return, then it's DeAndre Swift to the left for 4. DeAndre Swift rushed to the right for 2-yard loss. Swift rushed to the right for a 7-yard gain. Chicago timeout, 48-yard field goal, which None of us were sitting there thinking, oh, yeah, that's a gimme. He's going to absolutely make this. So it was different. He did behave differently, and the trust was less in this quarterback who supposedly has ice in his veins in the fourth quarter.
You know what's not a gimme? You know what's not a gimme? A passing play, because then if you get sacked, you're talking about a big loss of yards, and now you're talking about a 56, 57-yard field goal.
Wait, hold on. When you say the trust, what do you mean there? When you're talking about the trust was different than the, the quarterback in the fourth quarter.
It felt like it was different, like from previous fourth quarters. And I'm not like, you're building a nice case here for sure, Mark. Like, it's about the winning in that moment and doing what you have to do. But they were not guaranteed of a win with 48 yards. A 7 or 8 yard pass, like all of a sudden, you are so mistrusting of the moment. I find that a little bit odd considering who the quarterback has been this year.
I want to offer this, though. Ben Johnson was asked about running the ball for Cairo Santos in those final minutes. And he said that there was a guarantee of understanding what 5 extra yards meant to the guarantee of his accuracy. So I would have done the same thing.
Run, run, run.
My issue, yes, because it's not necessarily that you don't trust your quarterback. It's that at that point, you've already decided you want the field goal. Now you better make sure you're in the right part of the field to where when he's kicking with that left trajectory, as we saw, he doesn't miss it wide left like the 45-yarder. He's getting just inside like he did with the game-winning 48-yarder. So I don't mind running the ball there. I see why you think that might be a trust issue. My bigger issue is, schematically, your entire offense is based on that run game. So if that's the case, and you know the run opens up the pass, why didn't you do more of that? And you mentioned the DeAndre. You know how I feel about them running to the left side with DeAndre Swift on Sunday? I thought that was the better move. I know the original EPA says to run to the right side, but they weren't getting much on the right side at all. They had to run it to the right side there to get the ball where Santos could kick it better. But I think overall, the left side was opening up a lot more for them, and that's something that I wish they had had back.
Mark, to your point about the trust, I don't think it's a lack of trust in the quarterback. I think he trusts his running game and his offensive line more than anything, because we've already established that's the best part of this offense right now is that offensive line. And I want to be very clear. If Devin Duvernay doesn't do what he does, of course Caleb would have been back there slinging it, because that's what they would have had to do with 50 seconds on the clock. So
yeah.
I think they just got a fortunate situation where they could opt into the safest bet, which was running the football to get into a better field goal position.
I just think doing what you had to do to Layla's point, getting the right positioning, getting a few yards here and there, was a dangerous game at 48 yards with Cairo having missed a 45-yarder. Honestly, like,
it was going to be dangerous regardless, because it was Cairo Santos who had just missed a 45-yarder. So my thing is,
you would have felt, I would not have felt nervous if it was a 38-yarder or a 35-yarder in that case.
But why put that again? To me, the bigger risk was the sack potential and understanding we've seen this offense, yes, with Ben Johnson as the play caller, be sacked out of field goal position this season. Don't take that chance with the game on line. Your offensive line, those are the dudes, the hosses. DeAndre Swift, Kyle Manunga, whoever you want to put back there. You threw Cole Kmet into the backfield to help, and you saw how well that last run play worked. It was executed to perfection.
I just think both can be true. And also, as much as we talked about the passing game from the quarterback perspective, there were another set of drops again this week, echoing what we saw against the Giants, where you can't necessarily say this is going to work for this team in this moment. Like, there was a drive before that where I think they passed on first down and they didn't have to and it didn't go well. And we're asking, why did you do that? So maybe you use that drive as a test to set up the next time you had the football. That's another piece of this. I think Ben Johnson absolutely has strategy in those situations like that. It's like when Caleb Williams said, the other week we were hunting a certain coverage that was against the Bengals. I do think they do a bit of that. I think for whatever reason, and we know him to be a formidable opponent, Brian Flores has a multiplier effect against these Bears. Like, he's good, and then there's Brian Flores' base level for him versus the rest of the league, and there's Brian Flores' him versus the Bears. And that's another level.
The gamesmanship was interesting to watch between those two, between Flores and Ben Johnson. And I think the biggest moment was, it was hilarious. You know, Ben Johnson's like, oh, yeah, I'm bringing in Tyson Bagent. I'm going to do this whole thing again. I'm going to put him in.
As a straight decoy.
This is a straight decoy. That's all it was. Okay, come on out, Tyson. Come on. Come on now. Come
it
on.
It happened twice, right?
Yes.
Didn't it happen twice?
Did he line up twice in that game?
Yeah.
Oh, I did.
Ooh,
I missed one. Missed one of those.
Yeah,
he did. It's two separate times during the game. And both times I was thinking, okay, what's going to happen? And what was remarkable about the play calling all game, there were no quote-unquote trick plays. It was just straight football. But the looming threat maybe made Brian Flores think twice about what he wanted to do on specific plays.
He was going to have a little something-something at Soldier Field against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he's got the basket of trick plays on reserve here. He hasn't been busted any
out. I do like when he does it
out.
At home. I like when he does it at home.
I think we got to set some sort of number because you're right. No trick plays, no fun. Well, except for lining up Tyson Bagent. There's something to that. You know, he's winking at the world when he does that.
So did you hear Cole Kmet was on with CHGO, and you know how Tyson Bagent did the same thing, and it was called Baby Daddy. And he explained the whole thing. So Cole Kmet's trick play was called Lake Forest, because he's like, I don't know why. I think it's because I live in Lake Forest or something. It was a pretty funny explanation.
We can't come up with anything, so we're going to go generic Lake Forest.
Guys, no, here's... I told you what I want to do, right? The biggest... I think Ben Johnson is this level petty where he would be into it. I don't know. Could somebody mail him a letter or something from me suggesting this? Robbie, write that down.
Robbie.
I've got stamps.
So sad.
So here's the thing.
Robbie.
I want him to run the Eric Kramer play.
Want him to run the Eric Kramer play?
Yep.
Exactly like they tried against the Commanders, but just in a more sure down and distance, like first and goal instead of, I don't know, fourth.
Oh, you said Eric Kramer. That's why I got confused.
Or Doug Kramer.
I was still confused. Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm the Bears historian, and I can't even think of this thing.
I'm sorry. The Kramer with the Bears who's first in my mental Rolodex here the is definitely who, Eric, but Doug Kramer. Like if
the
they
guy
just,
with the pads on his
the guy with the awesome
if
grandparents.
If they were the same mini fridge play, wouldn't that be hilarious?
It's running just God's like play down there was pretty good.
As a troll to last year, I think that would be amazing. Yes.
Oh, I'd love that, because it would officially extinguish it.
Let's run this one, and we're going to execute it this time.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time I was on the elevator with Grandma Kramer and Grandpa Kramer?
Yes, you have.
It was a great moment right there. So you don't want to hear about it again.
Wait,
okay.
I want to hear about it, but I know we're up
against the brain. No, there's nothing to it. I ran into the grandparents. Done.
Don't lie.
And they knew who Mark Grody was, and they recognized him, and they told him they love him.
And I have witnesses.
See, I just told the whole story in five
That's
seconds.
That's adorable.
And they said Bears.
They said Bears.
They did not say Bears.
And then one of the Bears looked at you.
But there were no Bears. No Bears whatsoever.
That is a deep cut Simpsons reference for anybody listening.
Wait, what was the reference?
It was Mr. Skinner and Mrs. Krabappel, and one of the babies looked at me. That's a really deep cut.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Deep cut
we're
Simpsons
studs.
Reference.
Get Studs in here. He'll get it.
There it is. Coming up next here on Raheem Harris and Grody. You know who had a statement win last night? Bulls. We'll talk about it next.
What?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Here's Gordon, far hash mark, sideline left, holding and looking, and play to Jokic for the tie. Air ball, ball game over. Bulls win, Bulls win, Bulls win. The basketball gods love the Chicago Bulls as the Bulls snap a 5-game losing streak. What a ball game.
Chuck Swirsky was dancing last night because the Bulls come away with a win in Denver, and not just any old win, a 130 to 127 win where they were also leading for a considerable part of the game. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And the first thing I thought was, I was like, wait a second, how did I get this so wrong? Like, how did I get that they were going to lose to the Jazz in a double overtime thriller where there were also a million points scored? And then the next night, continue the road trip facing Nikola Jokic and what we knew to be a fully realized Nuggets team. This wasn't like facing them in March with load management or something. And then Jokic gets his with 36, 18, and 13. If I had said that to you, you're probably thinking that the Bulls win or the Bulls lose the game. But no, they come away with a 130 to 127 win and are able to take a massive win in Denver. This is a statement game for this team.
It was necessary because with a loss, they would have fallen under 500, fallen to 6-7 after a 5-1 start, kind of wiped that away. But now, because of this, because they were able to win this game without Kobe White, and because they were able to take on a full-strength Denver Nugget team. I mean, you mentioned Nikola Jokic with the 36, 18, and 13, which is just, you know, another day at the office for him. Jamal Murray, 12 of 22 from the field, 5 of 11 from 3. He had 34 points.
Yes.
And then Aaron Gordon adds 24 and 10, and you're thinking, okay, this is what the Nuggets look like. They'd won 7 games in a row compared to the Bulls' 5-game losing streak. And this was an establishment of identity for the Bulls team. This is a team that I am certain of now can beat even the best teams in the league, death by a thousand cuts. Another game with 6 different players in double figures. And the stat of this game is the fact that the Bulls bench outscored the Nuggets bench 66-9. That means the waves never stopped coming. Patrick Williams, Javon Carter, who had 5 threes, 15 points. Ayo Dosunmu was incredible, 8 of 9 from the field for 21 points. Jalen Smith got hurt, but he did give you 16 points and 8 rebounds in just under 18 minutes. They've got bodies that they will continue to throw at you. And remember, all this happens, no Trey Jones. More importantly, no Kobe White.
How about all the big moments for individual players, too, especially towards the end. Vucevic with the 3,
yes.
Right? I mean, like, I don't like. There's a lot of moments last year where he's missing that shot, where Vucevic is missing that thing at the end of a game.
2 for 12 in the game until he shoots that three.
Isn't that something? Yes, yes. 3 for 13 overall in terms of his overall shooting night. But that shot, the Ayo Dosunmu steal and score with 1:05 left. Big three by Kevin Huerter in the game. And then you guys mentioned Javon Carter. This guy just bouncing around all over the place. I saw him, where was it? Late third quarter, misses a three, goes and gets his own rebound, just running all over the place, bouncing around like he's PCA. And then he shoots in the three after missing the three.
I'm going to stop you with the PCA comp.
Like, I don't know, man. PCA is kind of inconsistent like Javon Carter last year.
They're both like Super Bowls, though, just bouncing around. They're all over the place. Oh, you think he's on first? No, PCA's on third now. Oh, you think Javon Carter's going to run back on defense now? No, sir. He's going to pop another three. He's a Super Bowl.
And speaking of that, the bench was a key factor in how the Bulls were able to score. So they ran with a 11 man rotation. So that was a good utilization of it. But the blind item here for me is really what sells this. When we mention all the numbers for Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic, and Jamal Murray, you're like, ah, game. That's a day at the office in Denver. Everything must be going well. Win. No. The Bulls scored 280 points. What? It's like just under 280 points in 2 days. Well, like it's just incredible numbers.
And given up how many points?
Well, and this was the joke, yeah. Right? This was the joke at the beginning of last year. We're like, man, you got to beat this team 151-150. Okay.
There it is.
Bet. Are we watching it right now?
I think what makes it so just ridiculous is it's not just that they scored that many points over 2 days. It's the fact that they had as much vigor as they did in Denver, Mile High City, coming off another high-altitude game in which they went to double overtime. How were they not gassed? How did they outlast the Nuggets?
Using players like Dalen Terry. Did anybody else be like, Dalen Terry just hit a three? I was like, there's Dalen Terry, which literally was his second three of the season when he hit that, and I think that was about where his scoring stopped, but that was symbolic of it. You're going to see different players popping in this game, and you nailed it. The headline of the game, 66-9, nice, is what the Bulls benched outscored the Denver bench by that number.
That was a really good layered use of
thank
that,
you. Thank you.
Way. Oh, yeah.
And that's the funny part is, yeah, Spencer Jones comes away with zero. Jonas Valanciunas has two. Tim Hardaway Jr. with four. Like, that's the devil in the details there. But it also just, again, illustrates the Bulls' plan coming to realization. And, you know, how many times did you watch Jokic, you know, especially at the three-point line against Vooch? And I'm thinking to myself, is this another, like, Wimby-Vooch matchup where you just got to, like, stick up a hand and pray because the mismatch is against you?
Yes.
But then they just kept answering shot for shot. You know, Mata sinks that big shot. Kevin Huerter sinks the big shot. We saw Vooch there as well, so.
Was it Jalen Smith who got tied up with Valanciunas? Remember, there was a play last night where Valanciunas just comes into the game and one of the Bulls players got tied up with him to the point where Stacey King was nervous because the way he was contorting himself, if he was trying to get out of it, he was going to hurt himself.
Oh, no,
you guys remember that?
He did get hurt.
Was it Jalen Smith?
Yeah, Jalen Smith got hurt.
So that was the Jalen Smith
play. And he left and he came back into the game and then he left the game again, and then Billy Donovan said after the game, yeah, he couldn't have come back in. So he may miss time.
I hurt watching him
seriously
tend to his shoulder. That did not look good.
Like, nobody was tending to him. He was like, I'm really hurt. My shoulder is hurting. Well, I'm showing you.
We saw him try to walk it off, right? Because then there was a free throw. But he did, though, right?
Right.
He tried to walk it off a little bit, and then I was like, nah, this doesn't look good. Like, one of them is hanging lower than the other one significantly.
Will you sing that song for me, Layla? Walk it off.
Walk it out.
Walk it out. Let's walk it out. Oh. Walk it out. Walk it out.
Another lyric butchered.
I thought you were joking.
I wasn't.
I have often said that Walk It Out has to be my walk up song in baseball because that's the only way I'm getting on base.
Oh, nice. Walk it out. Now walk it out.
Are you going to ask this to Patrick Manley next?
Ooh. Yeah, no, he's probably a walk-on guy himself. I love when I make you cringe.
Let's ask him what his Walmart song is. I'm not cringing. I'm just trying to get to break because that's what we were told.
You are good at that. Yep, you are. I always like to start stuff at the break,
don't I? If we don't, the station explodes into fiery, fiery death. And hey, then I saw one of the babies look at me.
I just don't want anybody yelling at me because we were late.
No, you're on.
Blame me. It's on me. I want this playback.
Doing the Justin Fields. Blame me. It's my fault. After Dan Weider put out a grenade.
It was a grenade.
That one time.
Oh, that's a tough, that's a different reference.
Weedsy. Causing trouble at Hallis Hall like he does.
So let's talk football with Patrick Manley, the longest tenured Bear, the former long snapper. There's a lot on special teams to get to with Patrick, so we'll do it next here on Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.